It Was a Riddle, Not a Command, by Joseph de Monde, Chapter 1, The Riddle, page 14. When Jesus, Hebrew name Yeshua, made the following statement in the Gospels of Matthew and Mark, "But concerning that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only," Matthew 24, verse 36, Mark 13, verse 32. He was presenting a riddle or a parable so everyone could hear, but was also intentionally hiding the prophecy, so no one could understand it until the last days. Every time I teach about the sabbatical years and jubilee cycles, alongside of the holy days of Leviticus 23, the prophecies show themselves as taking place during certain years and on very specific days. Almost all Christians, when they see me doing this, quote, shout out, or think of the scripture in the Gospel of Matthew below that Yeshua said, and then seek to justify themselves for not feeling under any spiritual obligation to listen to anything further I have to say. Yeshua said all this to the crowds in parables, and he did not speak to them without a parable, so that what was spoken by the prophet might be filled, saying, I shall open my mouth in parables. I shall pour forth what has been hidden from the foundation of the world. Matthew 13:34. Here Matthew is quoting David in the book of Psalms. Give ear, O my people, to my teaching. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter riddles from of old, things that we have heard and known, that our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord and his might and the wonders that he has done. He established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers to teach to their children, that the next generation might know them, the children yet unborn, and arise and tell them to their children so that they should set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep his commandments, and that they should not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation whose heart was not steadfast, whose spirit was not faithful to God. Psalm 78:1. Again, we are told that Yeshua spoke to the crowds and his disciples in parables or riddles. With many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them without a parable, but privately to his own disciples he explained everything. Mark 4:34. We also see a repeat of this theme in the Gospel of John, about the Good Shepherd and how the crowds did not understand. This figure of speech Jesus used with them, but they did not understand what he was saying to them. John 10:6. Many Christians believe Yeshua taught in parables to make his message clearer, but contrary to popular belief, that is not what scripture is telling us. He spoke to them in parables intentionally so they would not understand what he was saying, even though they heard his message. The disciples did not understand either. They repeatedly asked Yeshua to explain his parables to them. And when he was alone, those around him with the 12 asked him about the parables, and he said to them, "To you has been given the secret of the kingdom of God, but for those outside everything is in parables, so that they may indeed see but not perceive, and may indeed hear but not understand, lest they should turn and be forgiven." And he said to them, "Do you not understand this parable? How then will you understand all the parables?" Mark 4:10-13.